Today's share in the Derusha Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Amud Aleph. We are in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Mem Zayin and starting Tov Kuf Mem Ches. So we begin on the second line from the top, Chof Amud Aleph, with Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says, Ein Chofrin Kuchin B'chafira. You're not allowed to go hollow out, dig out the caves that they had within walls of stone. That was the very common way that people would be buried in the times of the Gemara. And Ukvaros, and likewise, you're not allowed to go and dig out graves, bibinyan, in sort of a structure, a building of some sort, b'chol hamoid, lios muchonim l'meis shiomus, and doing this in a way where you don't have a mace right there that's nebuch needing this type of either a grave or a kuch, and in this situation, you're going to go and just have one ready just in case. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkarn Chav Dalet, Shaya Darkon, it was the way in those times of the Gemara, Lachpor Kuchin, Lios Mizumonim, Litzorach Mesim Shiamusa. They would prepare graves in advance, and if somebody should need one, the Tirchi Yaseri, it was a lot of work. Avol Litzorach Hamoed, Likbor Bo Mes, Beso Hamoed, but Nebuch, if somebody dies on Chalamoid, or they died on Yantif, and you need it on Chalamoid, Chofrin, then you are allowed to go and dig such a grave, Afilu b'tchila b'socha moed, even at the beginning, to do it totally from scratch, that is permitted. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Tesvav, explains that this is talking about b'tstam. Avol b'mefarish l'mi chotzev, ein chotzim l'goseis kever at shiomas afilu b'chol. If somebody is deathly ill, you're not allowed to go and dig a grave for them, even on a weekday. Ki hechti lo lisra mazle. That's like considered a way to ruin their mazel, that you're digging a grave for somebody that's still alive, even if they're deathly ill. And the Chofetz Chaim adds in the Shaar HaTzion Os Tezayin, he says this is the das of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch that give this halacha stam that you're not allowed to go and dig a grave unless it's for an actual mace. He says furthermore, da the af harayvit v'razah, Rav Zerachya Halevi, she'osvin lachpar af litzorech hamace shemes kvar. You're not allowed to go and do this even for somebody who passed away already. Hainu davka chafiras kuchin. You can't go and make a kuch. Shem chakukim because lemora. That's going to hollow out, chisel out an area in a cave. Shedom lebinyan. That's too much like construction. And kol shekein kever shu bevinyan mamish. And certainly to go and dig a grave that is like a brand new structure. However, our kvaros nowadays, shem b'chaviras karka, which we dig into the ground, as opposed to they would dig them into some sort of a structure that already existed, like these holes in the cave walls, our digging of graves in the ground, k'mosh anu agim, he says, af l'das ha'osrim mutter, even for those that forbid you to do this with the kuchen, then you're allowed, everybody nebuch agrees, if somebody dies, you're allowed to go do this on chol hamoed. Mechaber then adds, he says, Avo mechanchen osam, which means you're allowed to prepare them a little bit, shimhaya aroch mekatsu, if they were too long, you can shorten them somewhat, or maricho, if they're too short, you can lengthen them, or marchivim, or you can make them wider. Sif Yud Beis, Mechaber says, En litlosh asovim the offer b'chol hamoed. You're not allowed to go and pull up grasses or dirt on chol hamoed in a cemetery, the Vesak Faros, kimo shenogim lasos b'chol, like you would do on a weekday. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Hei, this telling us from the El Yerabah, the El Yerabah writes, "Cause of the Zeh Myre Shelikton Litzorach Pesach Kvaros." You're doing this for the upkeep of the cemetery. However, Avomasha Toshin Achar Kivuras Hameis Zeh Litchia Shari. But there was a custom that they would do some pulling up of the grass after they buried somebody as a zecher, a reminder of Tchias Hameisim. That actually is permissible. The issue footnote number 38 points out that the reasoning behind this minug is based upon a pasuk from Tehillim, Vayatzitzu Meir Ke'esev Ha'aretz. And this, the Torah explains, is a remes to Tchias HaMeisim. And that's why it's allowed. The issue footnote number 37 says, if you're doing it, uprooting this grass for some other tzorech than the cemetery, then Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say, She'en lelakit asad meves ha'kvaros, period. Mishum kvar ha'meisim. You're not allowed to do this in general, even on a weekday. The only time you're allowed to do it on weekdays is if somehow for the benefit of the cemetery. But if it's just for the benefit of the cemetery, then you can't do that on Chol Hamoed. Mishabur continues and says, it was safe for Maimon Mordechai, Mefak Beik Alzeh, he disagrees, and he writes, because of the Pashtus HaShulchan Aruch, Enokain, that the Shulchan Aruch simple understanding is not like this, and he says, V'chein HaMinah Shalol Litlosh B'Chol Hamoed. He says, you're not allowed to do this at all on Chol Hamoed, not like the opinion that we brought down, that it's a Zeichel Tchias HaMeisim, and you're allowed to do it. Now we go to the final Ramah, and he says, Din Tzidik HaDin B'Moed, whether you can say Tzidik HaDin on Chol Hamoed or not, that is discussed Ayin and Yoredeya Simen Tov Aleph Siv Vav, which the Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Siv Katan Chavav, is Kishe Ein Omrim Tzidik HaDin we don't say Tzedek HaDin on certain days, usually days that we don't say Tachdun. So he says on days that we don't say Tzedek HaDin, Ein Omrim Gamkein Shivcho Shemes. You don't say eulogies or praise the mace. The Honami Margil Hesped, because by praising the mace, it's going to lead to eulogies. The Imkein also Lidro Shalov Elulachob Mephonim. And therefore, you can't speak about the mace really, unless it's for a Talmud Chacham directly when the Nebuch, the mace is there, the Talmud Chacham is there, so then you're allowed to speak about him. The Kosher came be Yontif, the Osir, and certainly on Yontif you can't do this. He says, nowadays, Bismanenu, Ein Din Talmud Chacham. Nobody has the status of being a Talmud Chacham that you'd be allowed to go darshin in front of him on Chol HaMoed. V'chanal b'mishna brura siv kotin yabez, as we've already learned previously. Then he tells us, Hamis ane tanis chalom b'chol HaMoed. If somebody fasts, he had a bad dream, and he fasts on Chol HaMoed, a tanis chalom, so tzorich l'meisav achar HaMoed tanis l'teniso. Just like if you fast on Shabbos, a tanis chalom, you're technically allowed to do that, but it's wrong, so you have to make up and fast for fasting on Shabbos. So too over here, if you fast on Chol HaMoed, you have to make a makeup fast for fasting on Chol HaMoed. And he says, you shouldn't do this on Isruchag, but Toshia achar Isruchag, because Isruchag also is a shtickle yontif, and you're not supposed to do it on Isruchag. The issue footnote number 39 brings down the etzim iser tainis b'chol HaMoed, the actual iser of fasting on Chol HaMoed, he brings down for the Shaar HaTzion, in the name of the Prima Godin, is a din d'rabbanon. It's not a din d'oraisa, even though Chol HaMoed has certain aspects to it d'oraisa, that not allowed to have a tainis is only a din d'rabbanon. With this we conclude Siman Tov Kuf Mem Zayin. And we start Dine Avelus b'chol HaMoed, the lachos of Avelus b'chol HaMoed, Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches. And we begin with the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. Hakoveris meso besocha regel nebuch. If somebody lost one of the people he has to go and sit shiva for, so if this happens during Chol HaMoed, lo chol olav avelus baregel. The avelus period doesn't actually start until the conclusion of the regel. El liachar regel, after the regel is over, maschal limno shiva menoy b'hem avelus. Then he begins the shiva period of time. We'll see it's only 6 days, and all the dinim of avelus. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph tells us, we're talking here about somebody passing away Nebuch on the Regel. This is true whether they passed away on Yontif, Bein B'Yontif, or Bein B'Chol HaMoed. Or if they passed away on Chol HaMoed, the halacha is the same. The Avelus doesn't start until after the Regel is over. Sivkot and Beis, the Asi Mitzvah Saseh, the Simcha Saregel, because the Mitzvah, which many said is the Oraisa, of being happy on Chol HaMoed, on Yontif, Shu Asei Derabim, which is a assay that applies to the entire Klai Yisrael, is doche v'dochi avelus durak mitzvah diyochi. It's doche, the individual obligation for avelus that an individual has. And Dishu footnote number 1 points out, even according to the opinion, it says Yom Rishon is ben HaTorah, the first day of avelus, is a din d'oraisa, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that we'll see in Sif Gimel. Nevertheless, he says, it's still an assay of a yochid, and it's pushed aside by the assay of a samachta b'chagecha of the rabbin. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokom, Haner Sheregilim Lahad Lekol Shiva, that we don't start Avelus on the Regel, but there used to be a candle that they would light for 7 days, that Yadlik take it. That you can light even starting on Chol HaMoed. The Ein Zeh Tolui, this has nothing to do, Vimasha Regel Mavatol Avelus, even though the fact that Nebuch, if somebody started their Avelus before the Regel knocks apart the Avelus, Oshen Ochol Ad Acha Regel, or if the Avelus Nebuch occurred, the loss occurred during the regal, the avelus doesn't start till after the regal. This has nothing to do with the 7 day light that they would do. The only din that we have is that you don't go and have the candle lit in the place where they eat, because that's going to spur them to have eulogies and to be sad. And certainly not in the room where the mace actually might be, because that's going to lead to eulogies and a diminution in the simcha of yontif. Ella, what should you do? You light this candle, Yadlik b'makom she'ein ochlim shom, light it in a place where they don't eat. And Dishu footnote number 3 says, likewise, don't light it in a room that you're going to be in a lot during the day, even if you're not eating over there. And he brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shalom Yadlik shom esaneh l'kovet ha'meis, shom yivol ha'spida, because he's going to lead you to eulogize him and lead you to having a sadness on Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Ochein, kivin she'ein nene lo'or zeklal, since you're not getting any hanor from this candle, however, lo yadlik b'yatzel b'yontif. On yontif itself, you shouldn't light it, ela yediakum, but a non-Jewish person could light it for you. He brings it down there in the Prima Godim and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Dirshu footnote number 4 adds and says, "B'tama dover." The reasoning behind this is shener sheinu miskavim b'halakotzel l'tzorach yontif. If you're lighting something that's not for the purposes of yontif, or l'tzorach hanoas gufa, or for some benefit for your body, so then even though you're miskavim b'halakotzel l'ez l'tzorach acher, you have some reason for doing this. For example, laharos osro upizrinosu. If you have great wealth and you want to just show everybody, look how I can waste my money, so also l'hadlik over yontif. You're not allowed to do that on yontif. You probably shouldn't do that on a weekday to just show off your wealth, but you're certainly not allowed to do that on yontif. And he says this is called the ner shel batala, and the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to light that on yontif. He brings down, however, that the Morgan of Rome brings down for the Marshal sheminagolim lahakel b'ner shel batala, that people aren't machbir in not lighting such a candle. According to the Rambam, it's mutter. Nevertheless, one shouldn't be makel on this. Most poskim say you should be machmir. Mechaber continues and he says, Umoneh shloshim miyom akvura. After the yontif starts and you're counting the avelus, so you might think that the first 6 or 7 days afterwards are the avelus. We'll see, it's really 6 days, not 7 days. And then you'd count another 23 or 24 days to end the shloshim. He says, no, the shloshim actually start miyom akvura, from the day of the burial. So you have the paradox that let's say a person dies nebuch on the first day of Chol HaMoed, so you count the first day of Chol HaMoed as the day of the burial, and that's the start of the Shloshim. And the second day will be, Chol HaMoed will be the second day of the Shloshim, even though you haven't started the Shiva yet. So you have a paradox that the Shloshim starts before the Shiva, albeit obviously once the regular is over, the Shiva is also going to count for days of the Shloshim. So you count the 30 days of the Shloshim from the day of the burial. V'noig b'shara Shloshim k'kog zera Shloshim. And the dinim of Shloshim, they apply during this period of time. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, Ushmini atzeres eno nechshav b'zer rak yom echad. We have a rule that if a person dies nebuch before yontif, so then the yontif knocks off the shiva, and then you start counting the Shloshim from that point in time. So let's say if a person died a day or two before yontif starts, so then that's already considered shiva is done, and then you start counting the shloshim, and shmini atzeres is considered a regel b'fnei atzmo, when it counts as an extra 7 days in the shloshim. But when you die on yontif of sukkah, so then the shmini atzeres only counts as 1 day. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us here. Eino nechshav b'zeh rak yom echad. In the Shaaret Zion, Oz Dalet, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is different. Eino dome loho desif tezayin. This is different than what we're going to learn tomorrow's shir. Shesham hayachal ha'avelos sho'achas kodem chag. There, as I already pointed out, if the avelos started even 1 hour before the yontif, so the shiva is knocked off, so then the halacha is that the shloshim is going to be considered 7 days for the first days of Sukkot and 7 days for Shmini Atzeres. We'll learn this from Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow. So this then is different. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Hay, and he writes, "Dahainu begiluach v'tisporis urechitza b'chamin." That which we said, all the gzeres of Shloshim apply. So that includes that you're not allowed to go and take a haircut or shave or wash yourself. Now we are considered today to be very fastidious and very fussy. So the dinim of not washing in hot water, urechitza b'chamin, only applied to most people for the shiva and not for the entire Shloshim. But technically, they apply for the Shloshim. And other things that if you look at the very end of Yeridea, where it goes through all the halachos of Avelos, these laws are found. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, B'mekomo sh'osin shtei yamim tovim, in Chutz La'aretz, where we have 2 days of Yontif, the Yontif Sheni Shogolios. So then, Mona Hashiva miyom tov sheni ha'achron, afal pish enu noig bo Avelos. So he says, you start counting the Shiva from the last day of Yontif, ho'il umidivreim hu, since technically that's not really yontif, it's only a yontif midirabbanan. So the last day of Sukkot, for example, Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz, or Shmini Shel Pesach, or the second day of Shavuos, so that would count as day one of the Shiva. So you lose 1 day, even though there are no practices of Shiva on that day, but that counts as 1 day of the Shiva. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Vav, Lafuki Yomtov Sheni Harishon, as opposed to the first days of Yomtov, if somebody died Nebuch on day one of Sukkot, or day one of Pesach, so then the second day of Sukkot, even though that's technically Midrabanan, the second day of Sukkot, it's really the first day of Chol HaMoed, but that still doesn't cut into your Shiva at all, because even Chol HaMoed doesn't cut into, certainly this day that has the Rabanan status of being like the first day of Yomtov, certainly doesn't cut into the Shiva. So Lafuki Yomtov Sheni Harishon, Logara Mi Chol HaMoed, can't be any worse than Chol HaMoed, that ain't Olam and Aminyan, so certainly that day doesn't count. So it's only the last day, Yontif Sheni Shogolis, or the last days of Pesach, or Sukkos, or Shavuos, that would count as the first day of the Shiva. We're talking here when the person dies during the regel, either on the first days of the regel or on Chol HaMoed. Dilu in Meis Biyom Achron, but if he died on the last days of Yontif, then the opinion of the Mechaber, as we'll see later on, Mevur Dasa Mechaber Lekame Denoeg Bo Avelus. In fact, there is Avelus on that day. We'll get that in Yitzhak Hashem in tomorrow's Shir as well. Sivkot Ches, the day counts towards the Shiva, the last day of Yontif. If a person dies on the first days of Yontif or on Chol HaMoed, so the last day of Yontif, Sheni Shel Golius, applies towards the Shiva. Sivkot Ches, Vuadin, Mishnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. He says the same thing applies on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Bein, Shenik Bar Biyom Rishon, Al Yidei Akum, whether you're buried on the first day by non-Jewish people, or Bein Shenik Bar Biyom Sheni, or whether you're buried on the second day with Jewish people, which is allowed, Sheino Noeg Behen Avelus Lukul Yama, there is no din of Avelus that is practiced on those days. Nevertheless, it counts as day one of the Avelus. Then we have a very, very strange thing. We have a Ramah that we'll see is an error. The entire Ramah doesn't belong here. So we'll read the Ramah. It says, Hagah, im yom sheni shel Rosh Hashanah olu l'minyan shiva. He says, does the second day of Rosh Hashanah count towards the shiva? He says, that din, ayin in yoredeya, simin shin sadi tes, sif yugimul, in the Hagos over there, in the Ramah there, to tell us what this is. But the Mishnah Berurah says, and he brings this down, as you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Ozvav, and the name of the Lushe Srad says, this is To Soferu. This is totally a mistake of the printers. Ki lo niskar sham midin ze. If you go look in yoredeya, in simin shin sadi tes, sif yugimul, there is nothing there. And the issue, footnote number 9 says, if you look in the Defus Rishon Shel Shulchan Aruch, in the initial printing of the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at this Ramah, there is no Ramah over here, and this is a printer's error that somehow this came in. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hakovres Meso B'Yontif Sheni Shogolius Shehu Yontif Achron. If a person buries somebody on the second day of Yontif, when it's the last days of Yontif, so you're talking about burying somebody on Simchas Torah, Rachmanu Litzlan, or on Shmini Shel Pesach, or the second day of Shavuos. Or he says, the Mechaber writes, oh, B'yom Tov Sheni Shel Atzeres, or it's on the second day of Shavuos. So Noeg Bo Avelus, then we have Halachos of Avelus applying in Maya Osa Yom Yom Misa Ukvur, if that was the day that he actually died on, and if that's the day he's buried on. This was the din that we just mentioned a minute ago. I thought we'd get to it in tomorrow's year, but we have time, so we'll get to it in today's year. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud that we're dealing here, Davka Shiva Mesei Mitzvah. This din applies that we're Noheg Avelus on this last day of Yontif, if they died and are buried on that day, only applies to the actual seven people that you're Mechuyev to go and sit Shiva for, which in Dirshu footnote Matemi outlines them. I've mentioned them previously, but here we have a little bit more detail on them. And if you look in Dirshu footnote 10, he writes, this is Rachmana Lassan, somebody's father or mother, Avivimo, Bino Bito, a son or a daughter, the Achiv, but only me Aviv, Min HaTorah, the Avelus only applies to a brother from your father, and the achoso miyaviv, or a sister from your father who is not yet married, shlo iskacha l'ish. And then the seventh person, of course, is his wife. Dirshu footnote number 11 points out, but there are others that midirabanan we sit shiva for, shehem achiv me'imo, it's a brother only from the mother's side, or a sister from the mother's side, and this is true whether she's married or she's not married, and a sister from the father's side who is married, and likewise a wife for her husband. All of these are technically not mechuyavos or mechuyav in sitting shiva, but the minhag midirabanan is to do so. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, that this mace that you're mechuyav to go and have avelus for them on the last day of Yontif is dafka if it's one of the seven mesim that you're mitzuva to sit shiva for, shema for Rosh and Torah, that are actually mentioned in the Torah. I will osam shehosifu aleihem, like I said, the maternal brother and sister, whether they're married or not, as well as the wife for her husband, as is brought down here in Yoredeya, sof simin shinai and dalet, ein avelusum elamid rabbanon. They're avelusum elamid rabbanon, and therefore it's not going to knock off the last day of Yontif. Sivkot Nidalef Mishbur says, so Achron, we're dealing here, Masha ein king Yontif sheni shogolius betchiles pesach olchag. But if it's the first days of Sukkot or Pesach, then lo gora mecholamoyt. Then again, as we pointed out previously, it's no different than cholamoyt. Then the Mechaber writes, in this situation, Noeg Bo Avelus Im Haisa Osa Yom Yom Misa Kvur. This applies if it's the last day was both the day of the death and the day of the burial. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, Avol Meis Me Esmo the Nikra B'Yom Achron. They died on the first day of the last days of Yontif. So then, in that situation, if the burial is on the last day, Yom Kvura Midivrei Sofrim, Ve'eno Docha Yomtiv, Afal Pi Yishu Rak Midivrei Sofrim. Here, the burial to be done that day is only Midivrei Sofrim. It's not a Din Daraisa, and therefore it's not Docha Yomtiv, Afal Pi Yishu Rak Midivrei Sofrim. The Rabbanon is not Docha the Rabbanon. As the Mechaber explains, which we'll see in Mir Tzashem in tomorrow's Shir. With this, we conclude today's Shir.